put a, most people not Mac, but if, depending on the price. Like if it's a, $0.20 stamp, and some charge 20, the other charge 40, most people would be Mac, but the...
What is your Mac if people are not Mac for
If it's, you have a right to be Mac on something, if it's Negev yourself, you have a right to be Mac. So, but if it's something which people are not Mac on, so then you should, you're Mechuit by from the Yid. But if it's something which people are Mac on, you're not Mechuit by from the Yid. If you want to do it anyway, so it's Miz Chasidus to give a Yid Parnasa, but you're not Mechuit. Same thing with all these things, closer, cheaper, or better quality, or if he has a, it's more easy to park your car near this person's store, and he has a big parking lot, and the other one has, you go to find a place on the street, and it's so that's also a consideration. Or if one of them has a return policy, the other one doesn't have a return policy, so that's also to, you want to buy if someone has a return policy, because you might not be happy with it. You're buying a toaster or anything, and if it doesn't work properly the way you want it to. So these are all things that they can, if people mark it on it, so then you don't have to buy with it. Does one get less chara when learning from an art scroll? Then, don't say. So, let's talk about, are we talking because it's in English? It has an English translation? The thing is that I don't think you get less schar when learning from an art scroll. So if you're learning the Gemara, Mishnah, Chumash, whatever it is, and we find that many of the Rishonim, like the, wrote their Perushim in the spoken language, like the Rambam, his Perush Mishnah, the Rambam was written in Arabic. This is a translation, the way, what we have today. Rav Yehuda Ibn Tibbon, he went and translated from the Arabic, but in order to translate something like that, you have to be a Talmud Chacham yourself. Because how do you know some of the words which the Rambam used were specially chosen so you should understand exactly the parameters of this halacha, and a Talmud Chacham would understand that, and not everyone would understand, but Rav Yehuda Ibn Tibbon was Talmud Chacham, and we rely on his translation of the Perush Mishnah, the Rambam. The Rambam also wrote the Nebuchim in Arabic. And various, the Yamalayas was also written in Arabic. The whole thing was written in Arabic.
Is there an alternative in those days?
Huh?
Is there an alternative?
Yeah, the alternative was to write in Hebrew.
No, but the person who wasn't writing, was learning, did he have an alternative to the Rambam in terms of Perush?
Could you repeat that?
Did the person
who was
learning
the Rambam
wrote his period, did he have an alternative other than learning it with the Rambam in Arabic? Was there a Hebrew period or something?
There's a Hebrew translation today, but the he wrote it in Arabic because it was meant for the Hamayinam, and most of the people didn't know Hebrew. So this was a spoken language. The Gemara is written in Aramaic, and it's not written in Hebrew because people spoke that language. So the till today, the people that speak Goyim speak Aramaic. The Kurdish people speak Aramaic. That's their language. So there's nothing wrong with having it translated into English. The only thing is that the Chumash is translated into English. The Mishnah is translated into English. The Gemara is translated into English, but when you pick up a sefer that most of the svarim are not translated into English, So we pick up the Rishonim, the Achronim. The most of the Purushim are not written in English. So you don't get yourself used to be able to learn it in the original form. You may be at a loss when it comes to trying to learn a Sefer. So you have Reb Chaim al Rambam. No, it's not translated into English. So if you, really, you could learn the whole Gemara by just reading through the English on the R scroll. You don't have to look into the Hebrew, but you'll never be able to decipher the most of the Svarim. It's simple Svarim, the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's in English also now, all the Svarim that they are, the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Rashba, I mean, this is all in Hebrew, so how are you going to learn these things?
Everything
will be fine. Just like if everything was in Aramaic, it would have been fine. But it's not that way, so you have to get yourself used to understanding the Lashon of the Svarim. You're better off if you learn it in the markup from it. And if you want to look at the English translation, fine, but you should learn it in the Gemara itself.
What about Amelus and Gia?
If you have a Rebbe that teaches you the Gemara, are you saying it's worse than if you learn it yourself because there's no Amelus and Gia? No, I mean, the Amelus and Gia is only to get to the Emes. So if you get to the Emes, whichever way you get to the Emes, if you have an easy way how to do it, there's nothing wrong with that. You're not mechuyev to do it bedafka the hard way. So even though it says in the Mishnah, Kachi Daka Shel Torah, Paspa Melch Toichel, Mayim Bamsura Tishta, Valoris Tishon, Vatara Ta'amel, it doesn't mean to say that bedafka, if you want to learn Torah, Kachi Daka Shel Torah, that you have to sleep on the floor at night. I think they provide beds over here in the dorm. And so how are you supposed to learn Torah if Kachi Daka Shel Torah, Valoris Tishon? And Paspa Melech Toichel, I think they give you more than Paspa Melech over here. And but the Pshat is, the Pshat Mishnah is that even if all that you have is bread and with salt, and you only have a small amount, and you have to sleep on the floor, if that's all you have, that should not deter you from learning Torah. You should be able to learn Torah also, but it doesn't mean to say that you have to learn Torah that way. So if you have an easy way to learn Torah, so then adarabba, you should do that. But if you don't have it, that shouldn't deter you from trying to understand it. You might take more work. And of course, the schar of Torah goes according to the amal of the Torah, of how much work you put into it. But the work has also to do with time. More time you spend learning. So if you can cover more ground with less tircha, so then you get schar for the hours that you learn.
Are you claimed to do that? If you covered more ground with less tier points, so that you'll be able to cover more ground? Are you claimed to do that?
Theoretically, you're claimed to do that. But the truth is that if you have a Gemara and you have the English translation, it's like, and you just zim through it, it's the chance of you remembering it for an extended period of time are much less than if you had to try to figure out what it's talking about, so then your chance to remember much greater. So it has its pros and cons.
What if you enjoy it more? What if you'd rather just work on it and figure it out yourself? Even in a place where...
If you want to do that, you have a right to do that.
Sometimes I may have a stigma about looking in the English, but Rav Kalevsky is at Solomon, he gave the shiur in town, and we were in Marachulim, and there was some difficult types right there, and he had, this is before our skull came out with the Gemaras, he asked if anybody has a Sensino, and I rather happen to have a sensino of the chulin, and so he asked me to borrow it, so I lent it to him, so that he said, and he'll give it to me the week later, and he said, you only need it for the Teichwörter.
Okay, so you see Rashi very often when there's a difficult word,